product is intimate theater. Our product is seeing something like Hamlet in a very small, intimate space so that the story becomes much more alive than seeing it in a large, giant venue.
Intimate space and COVID-19 distancing don't really go together.
No, they don't. This year was our first year that we've ever had to postpone the festival. We had a very large plan for this year. We were going to be in the Fringe Festival. We have a new project called the Prestige Project we're going to do with Classic American Theater. We had booked three full-scale productions in addition to a youth production of Henry V.
What will you be doing, though? How will you be performing in the Pocket Park area at the Indie Fringe Theater?
Yeah, the very famous company, the Reduced Shakespeare Company, has been around for a long time, and they're well known for doing works like the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged. And they have like a dozen different productions. It's all pretty much the same thing, where three very talented comic actors attempt to do all of the canon of a particular playwright in about 90 minutes. And this is one of their newest productions called William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged. We're very excited to do it.
And how will it be safe and distanced?
It's going to be outdoor, which we feel offers a different level of safety. We're not going to be in an enclosed area. Seating will be limited. We will have social distancing with our tables. It's going to be in Pocket Park. The opening weekend is in Pocket Park, right in front of the Indy Fringe building. There's a lovely garden and grass area. There'll be concessions there. And also we're encouraging masks to be worn. The actors are some distance away from the performers. And the other exciting thing, I didn't know if you knew this, Jill, is the Indy 11 Theater is able to be converted to an outdoor theater. It has that large garage door on it. And they're going to open that up for the very first time.
And then you'll be taking your group and troupe on the road with the Fringe Mobile.
Well, the Indy Fringe Mobile it basically converts to a portable stage. There's a sound system in it. It has the ability for microphones if needed. It allows us to do more sophisticated theater in a public outdoor setting. And plus, if you haven't seen it, it's got wild painting on it. It looks like the Ghostbusters truck. It's wonderful. It really creates a very festive atmosphere. We are booked in Carmel for the following two weekends. We have bookings in Noblesville. We have another one that we're setting up over the Needhammer. We're booked all the way into September now, almost every weekend. Going to Anderson, and we're also going to try to get down to Columbus, Ohio. We have a new contest that's being developed where you can write in to Indie Fringe and win the show for your neighborhood. And we will come to your neighborhood and perform it right on the street, right in front of your front lawn. The show is designed for a small number of people in front of it, so it can be very much enjoyed in that fashion.
Well, we will look forward to seeing Shakespeare at the Fringe and on the road with the Fringe Mobile. Thank you.
You're welcome.